have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
there. This is Apostle P.D. Westbrook, and I want to invite you to join me here on the Elation Radio Station podcast every Saturday for Shabbat Saturday. It is going to be absolutely epic. Hallelujah. So join me, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Shabbat Saturday. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will do it again. And he has done it again. We are here with you on Shabbat Saturday. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited, people of God, and I pray that you are too, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we were created to worship him, to Shabbat him. Hallelujah. I pray that our producer will let me know if my audio gets kind of goofy. Amen. I am doing this broadcast from a remote location. Glory to God. But I'm so grateful for this opportunity, for this platform, for Elation Radio. Amen. For Dr. Kimmy Kim, for this opportunity. And I'm grateful to the Father for today. The word says in Revelations 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. Hallelujah. He created all things, and by his will they exist and were created. Hallelujah. We were created to worship him, people of God. So we come here on Shabbat Saturday, hallelujah, and we lift up our hands, glory to God, and we give him a Shabbat. We bless his name, hallelujah, because he is Jehovah Rapha, he is Jehovah Sikkenu, he is Jehovah Makedesh, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Ro, Jehovah Jireh, amen, whatever you need him to be today. And guess what? He'll do it again because he's faithful. Hallelujah. He's not a God that he should lie. Hallelujah. His word does not return to him void. Hallelujah. So we bless him on today. I'm on 100 because of our guests, our very special guests. Amen. And I just feel the anointing of God. I sense the anointing of God is here. The Spirit of the Lord has met us. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for that song. Glory to God that he will do it again. Hallelujah. People of God, you can trust him. You can take him at his word. Glory to God. So, hey, this is your host, if you didn't know, Apostle Dawn of Shabbat Saturday. Amen. And that's what we do. We Shabbat him. We honor him. We extol him. We exalt him. Hallelujah. And if you haven't had a chance to open up your mouth and say something, this is your opportunity. So Shabbat him on today with us. Lift up his name. Amen. Because you are going to hear a word that's going to move you into the realm of victory. Hallelujah. I believe victory is his middle initials. Glory to God. Victory. He's victorious. He is our victor. He is our champion. Hallelujah. And guess what? There is no failure in him. Glory to God. So I think that Pastor Marilyn Fenderson is with us, and she is Shabbating the Lord also. Amen.
Hallelujah.
People of God, we welcome Pastor Marilyn Fenderson with us on today. Listen.
The Lord.
There is a great shaking in the heavenly realms, and we, Pastor Marilyn, myself, and you, glory to God, have been given the opportunity, the authority, the delegated authority, hallelujah, dominion and rulership to speak and say something because we are kingdom ambassadors. We are kingdom citizens, hallelujah. We belong to a kingdom system. We are in this world, but we're not of this world, glory to God. And so we Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our listening audience, on today. Because this is the day, people. Amen. This
Hallelujah.
Is the day. Glory to God, Almost High. This is the day. Hallelujah. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. So today, on Shabbat Saturday, we are honored to have, glory to God, today, Pastor Marilyn Finderson of One Flesh Ministry and Marilyn Finderson Ministries. Woman of God, I know you're with us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Come on and give the Lord a hand clap of praise, because he is worthy to be praised. When I woke up this morning, I called him worthy because I was able to open my eyes. And don't you know for that he is worthy? When I was able to put on my shoes this morning, I called him worthy because there's so many out there that don't have shoes. And when I was able to go downstairs and drink my cup of coffee, glory to God, I called him worthy, for he is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God, for inviting me on your platform this morning on this Shabbat Saturday. I woke up this morning Shabbaking the Lord because I knew that there was going to be a powerful movement on today in the spirit, because it is not by chance that you have me here. It is not by happenstance that we connected. We have similar mutual people that we know, and we connected through social media. But don't you know that God is yet still on the throne, and he will make those kingdom connections so that his assignment and our assignment will be advanced in the earth realm. And I'm so happy that you have me here, and I'm so glad that God connected us on today. Thank you so much. Glory to God. So as I was thinking, and I was all today, I'm like, Lord, give me a word. Give me a word that will loose and set free, because so many of your people are bound, and there is a spirit of hatred in the land, and there is a spirit of vitriol in the land. And Lord, what can I say that will loose, Lord? What can I say that will empower? And the Lord gave me a scripture, which is in 1 Chronicles, chapter 14, verse 11. And I'm going to read from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And I know that you all know this scripture, and it's so familiar, but this particular version of it has exactly what the Lord wanted me to say. And it goes on to say, so the Israelites went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated the Philistines there. Then David said, like a bursting flood, God has used me to burst out against my enemies. Therefore, they named that place, the Lord Burst Out. Hallelujah, the Lord Burst Out. That's what I want to concentrate on. And I know that in some scriptures it says it's the Lord of a breakthrough. It's the same thing. So I want to give you a little background on this scripture. This is when David sought God in battle against the Philistines at the Valley of Rephaim. You see, there was still anger and vengeance for David that went back to his youth when he defeated Goliath. So when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they set up a search posse to go after him. But David wasn't afraid, because he had a secret weapon. Just as God, ooh, Jesus, was with him when he defeated Goliath, he trusted that God would be with him again. Don't you know that when God anoints you to lead, it makes your enemies mad? When God is setting up power and authority in your life, the devil is also setting up opposition in your life. When God elevates you, it brings on a whole new set of enemies. So they come back greater. They come back stronger. And they come back with bigger armies. Your enemies can't stand the anointing that God has placed on your life. Therefore, they will set up traps to steal it from you. So when David heard they were coming for him, he was armed and ready because he was coming against them in the name of the Lord. Don't you know that all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and your enemies will scatter? David prayed and asked God, should I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hand? And the Lord said to him, go up, for I will deliver them into your hand. I did it before, and I will do it again. Because he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He will never go back on his word. He will never go back on his promise. He will never leave you nor forsake you, that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I do not fear what man can do to me. Glory to God. Let he who has an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the church on today. Glory to God. So now this leads me up to the text that I want to focus on. Again, it's verse 11, and it says, the Israelites went up to Baal-perazim, and David defeated the Philistines there. Then David said, like a bursting flood, God has used me to burst out against my enemies. Therefore, they named that place, the Lord Burst Out. He is the Lord of a bursting out. Hallelujah. Repeat that again. He is the Lord of a bursting out. Say it again for those that are in the balcony. He is the Lord of a bursting out. Shout it again to those who are in the basement. He is the Lord of a bursting out. Bursting out means to come out of a place very rapidly, like an explosion. To flow out of something suddenly or with great force. To break through. Hallelujah. It's time for you to burst out of your shell. It's time to burst out of that mindset that has been holding you captive. It's time to burst out of the fear that keeps you paralyzed when you can't move forward. Your breakthrough is here, hallelujah, and it's going to burst out suddenly. Don't you know that God is the master of suddenly? So get ready for your overflow on today. Your financial blessing is ready for a bursting out. Your healing is ready for a bursting out. Your prayers concerning your children are ready for a bursting out. Those children who are out there lost, God is ready to burst it out. The ones who are out there and caught up in the world, he's ready to burst it out. The ones who are strung out on drugs and can't seem to find their way, your prayers are going to burst them out of that thing. Hallelujah. Don't you know that the enemy tries to catch them, but God says not so. The enemy thinks he has them, but God says no, they belong to me. Get ready for a bursting out. Your unfulfilled dreams are ready for a bursting out. The ministry is ready for a bursting out. The book that has been germinating in your belly is ready for a bursting out. The business that was born in the pandemic is ready for a bursting out. And the business that is yet to be birthed is ready for a bursting out. So I hear the Lord say, write the vision and make it plain. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. No, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. God will give you favor that you did not earn, because it is because of the seeds that were sown before your birth. Hallelujah. King David showed Mephibosheth favor because of who his father was. He called him out of Lodibar and gave him a standing invitation to dine at the king's table. He will bring you out of that ghetto mindset and bring you into the mindset of kingdom thinking. God will cause you to eat at the king's table because of the favor that is on your family. He will invite you to places that you did not ask to come. You will be asked to sit in the high seat because you were humble enough to sit in the low seat. You have been faithful over a few things, and now God is preparing you to be ruler over many. He is preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies, and they will not be able to touch you because you are a child of the Most High God. He has shielded you and placed a hedge of protection around you. You cannot be cut down, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He has given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Glory to God. Oh, come on and Shabbat the Lord. Hallelujah. And then I went to another scripture, and it was in Isaiah 17 and 12. In the same version of that Bible, Holman Christian Standard Bible. And it says, ah, the voice of people, like the Lord sounding of the seas, and the thundering of great nations, rushing on like the bursting out of waters. Hallelujah. There it is again, bursting out. When the enemy tries to come up against you, God will use other nations to bring judgment against them. Hallelujah. They will burst out against them like a flash flood that can't be stopped. Hallelujah. He will give you allies that will help you fight for what is right, and he will give you victory over the face of your adversaries. Hallelujah. Because the enemy desires to sift you as wheat, but he has prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when you are converted, his word says, go back and strengthen your brother. Hallelujah. Because you see, this thing is bigger than you. It is not about you. It is about the God that operates on the inside of you. Get ready for elevation, for it was not for your sake that God is elevating you, but it is for his sake, so that he can use you to lift up his people. So while you are preparing for elevation, God is going to give you an update. Did you hear that? I said God is going to give you an update. I'm saying something now. It's like when you have a certain version of a smartphone, and you get a notification to update to the latest version. The update will fix a bug, or it will fix an error that causes lag or slows down the use of your phone. God is going to update you and fix the things that have caused latency in your life. He's going to fix the things that are causing you to lag behind. He's going to fix the things that are slowing you down. He's going to remove some things that keep you stagnant. He's going to fix the things that are causing errors in your life. Hallelujah. He's going to remove all of the bugs that try to infiltrate and infest your mind. But then the update also adds something new to your phone. Glory to God. So God is going to add something new. He's going to add something that will re-spark life in you. He's going to give you a new perspective on things, new ideas, new creations, a new way of thinking, hallelujah, something that is going to quicken your spirit. Things that were laying dormant are going to come alive, hallelujah, because he will perform an update. He's going to update your circle. He's going to bring you before great influencers who will put you on a greater stage so that his people will see his glory working through you. It doesn't matter how good your social media profile picture is looking and all of the credentials listed on your profile. It doesn't matter how many likes you get. It doesn't have anything to do with the number of followers that you have. Just give me 12 followers so I can be like Jesus. All I need is 12. All I need is 12. Glory to God. So that I may be like Jesus. All I need is 12. Oh, I just want to be like Jesus. Give me 12 who understands the vision. Give me 12 who understands what he has put on this earth for me to do. Give me 12 who understands my assignment. All I need is 12. 12 who wants to link to my vision to see it comes to pass. 12 who wants to understand that the suffering you're going through is going to reap a greater reward. 12 who understands that your present suffering cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed in you. Ask God to give you 12. 12 people that you can call friends. 12 that you can call confidant. 12 that you can trust that won't undermine your vision. 12 that you can pray for that won't pray on you, that will pray for you. Just give me 12. Hallelujah. Because 12 symbolizes your power and authority. 12 symbolizes perfection. That leads to completeness, hallelujah, that leads to completeness in your inner circle. Lord, just give me 12, because 12 symbolizes your perfect governmental foundation. Oh, Lord, I just want 12. Lord, because I look at you as the king. You are the king of glory, and I just want to emulate you, Lord. I just want to look like you, God. I just want to walk like you, God. I just want to think like you, God. But your word says, who is the king of glory? Hallelujah. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the king of glory shall come in. Who is the king of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. You are the king of glory. Come on and bow to the king. Get a kingdom mindset, because it's ready for you to burst out. It's ready for your children to burst out. It's ready for your family to burst out. It's ready for your finances to burst out. Oh, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm ready to burst out, Lord. Give me kingdom connections who are ready to burst out. Give me authority where I can be burst out. Thank you, Lord. I'm giving it all over to you, God. Oh, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Jesus, on today, God, because you gave the bursting out a narrative, Father. You gave me the command to burst out. I don't care what anybody says on today, for I will burst out. You gave me the mindset, Father. They're going to look at me and wonder what's wrong, but I'm going to say the Lord is ready for me to burst out. They're going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy, because you gave me the word to burst out. All we got to do is listen to your word. All we got to do is saturate you with our glory, Lord. All we got to do is keep on reaching. All we got to do is keep on praying. All we got to do is keep on fasting. Because, Lord, I know that you have greater. You have greater for this, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against anything that the enemy is trying to take from your people. I come against the spirit of murder. I come against the spirit of hatred on today. I come against the spirit of oppression, Lord. I come against the spirit of depression, Father. I come against the spirit of anxiety on today, where the enemy tries to mess with your mind and make you think that you're not good enough. I'm coming against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say that you are good enough because you belong to God. Hallelujah. I come against the spirit of lack. God does not want you to lack. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak abundance. I speak abundance over your people, God. They will not want for nothing, God. They will not want for nothing, God. Because your word says, I have never seen the righteous. Oh, Lord, now your seed beg for bread. Oh, Father, we will not be beggars. We will be kingdom leaders, Father. You are making us the head and not the tail. You are making us the lenders and not the borrowers. You are making us above and not beneath, because you are a God that sits high and you look low. And Father, we want to have humility. Lord, we don't want to get above you. We want to stay lowly. We want to stay humble, Father, so that you may use us. Use us for your glory on today, God. Use us for your victory on today, God. Use us to reach souls, Father. Use us to reach the lost, Father. Lord, we're thanking you right now for what is yet to come. We're not looking at our present situation, but we're looking at what you said we are called to be. Man may not see us as that, Father, because they look on the outside. But you look on the inside, and you see our heart, and you see our desire to glorify you. And you see that we will be illuminated before all of the world. Let our light shine before you, Lord, that they may see our good works and glorify you on today. Oh, glory to God. I want to give you a Shabbat right now. Glory to God, because you're worthy. I praise you, Father. Oh, Lord, I praise you on today, Father. With trembling and fear. Oh, Lord, I praise you on today, Father, because you are the one who does it all for us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let not us wake up without a praise in our mouth, God. Oh, Lord, we magnify you with the fruit of our lips, Father, continually praising you in the morning, Father, in the afternoon, Father, at night, Father. Oh, Lord, we want our praise to be confectious, so when folks want to be near us, it spreads to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm asking right now, Father, that you enlarge our territories on today, that you burst things out of the seams, things that were laid, that kept contained, Father. You burst them out, Father. Doors that were closed, you burst them open, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm thinking, I'm looking, I'm wanting to burst it out. I have a mindset for bursting out. I'm bursting out. I'm bursting out. I'm bursting out. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to burst it out. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking you, Jesus. I'm thanking you for the bursting out. I know it's coming, Lord. I know it's coming, Lord. Just get on your knees and pray to God and ask him to deliver you from whatever is holding you back. Lord, burst it out. Burst it out, God. Burst it out. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Glory to God. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. I magnify you, God. I extol you on today, God. I thank you, Lord, because that word, it was for me, God. It was for me, God. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Father, deliverance, God. I thank you right now, God. Lord, I'm praying that the word will go up to the ether realm, that it will permeate the atmosphere. Oh, yes, God. I'm praying right now that it will go all over the land and that your people will hear it. Because your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from them. I will hear from God, deliver them from their sins and heal the land. Oh, Lord, I'm praying right now that you heal the land. I'm praying that you hear from your Father and forgive us of our sins. I'm praying that the healing and the deliverance will spread all over the land. What's going on over in the other world, Lord, and in the other countries, I'm praying that healing will heal the land. I'm praying right now, God, that's what's going on in Pakistan and all of the other countries, Father. I'm praying right now that it will heal the land. I'm praying right now, Father, whatever the opposition is doing, I'm praying that you stop them right there in their tracks, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm calling it out right now. I'm decreeing and declaring that it is done. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Lord, you are worthy. Lord, you are worthy. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. Russia has no authority. Russia has no authority. I'm coming against them right now, Father. They have no authority over little Ukraine, Father. I'm coming against them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we know that you are bigger and that you can captivate that enemy, Father. I'm coming against him right now, Father. Oh, Lord, I'm praying that you heal their land. I'm praying that you heal their land, Father. I'm praying right now for the ones that are here in this nation, Father, who have been healed because of mass shootings. I'm coming against that spirit in the name of Jesus. I'm coming against this white supremacy, Father. I'm coming against race, reversal of racism, Father, in the name of Jesus. It is not about white authority. It is not about black being oppressor. But we are one people, one nation under God. Oh, Lord, I'm praying right now that you remove that spirit. Oh, Lord, I'm asking right now that you continue to raise up warriors that will come against that spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm raising it up right now. We're lifting it up to the atmosphere, God, that it will not keep going forward in your land. I'm coming against it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, God, you're worthy. Oh, Lord, I'm thanking you. Oh, Lord, I'm thanking you right now. I'm thanking you, Father, because I know that it is done. I'm decreeing and declaring on this day, Father, that it is done, because I know that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly. That means above anything, above and beyond anything that we can even ask about. Our mind can't even conceive the things that you have. Our mind can't even think that far. Oh, Lord, for the things that you are about to do. Oh, Lord, we can't even think that far. We can't even wrap our minds around all of the things that you are about to do. We can't even wrap our minds around all of the things, Lord, that we know that are in store for your people, Father. We can't even wrap our minds around all of the things that we know that you have put in us to do, Father. Lord, we walk by your Spirit, but we know that it is not by our power, but it was by your power, Father. Oh, Lord, we just thanking you on today for revelation and knowledge, Father. We thanking you on today for your son, Jesus, because it had not been for him dying on the cross, we would be still living in a world of sin. But because we are believers, Father, we shed away from sin, Father, and we practice, Lord, we practice. Oh, Lord, we just continue to practice. We continue to practice to walk in your will and your ways. I'm not saying we're there yet, Lord, but we're striving to get there, Father. And we're thanking you for striving, Father. We're thanking you for the striving, Father. We're thanking you for putting it in our spirit, Father, to want to strive to be like you, Father. Oh, Lord, allow us to be mirror images of you, Father. Let us walk like you, Father. Let us look like you, Father. Strip away everything that is not like you, God. Strip it away, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman of God, are you there? I think she might have disconnected herself. My God, today, what a pour. Hallelujah. She's going forth. Amen. I just thank the Lord for the intercession. I was going to ask the woman of God to pray and look at the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the words that have been released in the atmosphere in this hour. Amen. During this time, we thank you for the woman of God, Pastor Marilyn Fenderson. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray that you will continue to use her mightily for your namesake, as she is an oracle. Hallelujah. For the kingdom. Lord, I pray that you will bless her and increase her ever the more in the name of Jesus. People of God, listen. Do not doubt what God has released in this hour. My God, today, hallelujah, there is a bursting forth, a bursting out. And as a woman of God was going forth, I thought of the scripture. Hallelujah, my God, today. When the enemy comes in, I put the comma right here. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him in the name of Jesus. When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them in Jesus' name. People of God, do not doubt what God has released. Amen. I pray that you have been blessed by this word in the name of Jesus. And no, hallelujah, it doesn't matter what it looks like. The Spirit of the Lord is not a God that he should lie. Amen. He's not the Son of Man that he should lie. Amen. Whatever he has promised, he will do in the midst of the chaos in Jesus' name. And with this prayer and with this release, hallelujah, I believe that your change is here in the name of Jesus. Walk into your new now in Jesus' name. Well, listen, he is Lord and he is God. He is sovereign. Hallelujah. And he is your Father. And he is with you. And he will not forsake you in the name of Jesus. Because we are going into our new thing in this season. I believe that we are at our place of victory in the name of Jesus. And I receive every word that as a woman of God poured by the Spirit of God. I receive it and I pray that you have too. Father God, I thank you. that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour, my God, today. And with that being said, hallelujah, I thank you for being here on Shabbat Saturday. Listen, everyone, Shabbat the Lord and have an expectation. Expect a great move of God in your lives during this season. Amen. I believe the host of heaven is moving on our behalf, and we decree it and declare that he will manifest his mighty acts in your life in the name of Jesus, because he is almighty God, all-knowing. Believe him. Take him at his word in the name of Jesus. He can take you from where you are to where you are to be and fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. Abba, Father, I pray that you now fill this broadcast, amen, continually, amen, with your glory. And for those who will listen to the rebroadcast, amen, under the sound of our voices, thank you, Lord God, that they will also experience a great manifestation of your power and your presence. Touch the life and nature of God within them, because change is taking place, people of God. Change is taking place now. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Amen. I don't believe Pastor Marilyn has come back in Jesus' name. But thank
I'm
you,
here.
Pastor. Oh, praise
I'm
the
here.
Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You were into the Spirit and just pouring out, hallelujah, to the people of
I
God.
I think I accidentally hung the phone up.
Yeah, you did, but you thank God you came back, amen. Before I give our closing, I would like you to tell us about any current events that we should be made aware of, amen, or any current projects, and where we can go to connect with you if those who are listening would like to connect with you, amen.
Okay, thank you. Well, I am also an author. I've authored and co-authored 10 books and about to birth another book, which would be my 11th book. And you can go on my site, which is MarilynFendersonMinistries.com, to purchase the books. And also with our ministry, One Flesh Worldwide Ministries, God is going to, we have some things in the works, you know, because we started out as a marriage ministry, and we started out on the radio, but then God broadened our territory. So we're going to be setting up some conferences and also some things to empower married couples. And so be on the lookout for that. And I'm just so excited about what God is doing in the kingdom. And I don't know when the phone hung up. I really don't know, because I was just, I'm sorry. I don't know when the phone hung up, but I just thank you once again for allowing me to come on this Saturday. And I'm about to leave to go out of town in a few minutes. And so, you know, I'm just so glad that I was able to be here to pour out and to stay connected and answer to the assignment. And so I appreciate you and I love you.
Love you more and appreciate you more, and certainly this will not be your last time in the name of Jesus. You have blessed us beyond measure, and we bless the Lord for you, and we pray traveling mercies in Jesus' name.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. People of God, thank you so much for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. We are and have been so graced by this woman of God, amen, and by her presence and the release and the pour. My God, I'm telling you, this is a recording you definitely want to go and hear again. Bursting out the breakthrough anointing, glory to God. I am excited about the Spirit of God enlarging our borders and territories in this season. Indeed, he is doing that in the name of Jesus. And I want to say thank you again for joining us on this Shabbat Saturday, Pastor Marilyn Fenderson, my God today. And for those, amen, again, who would want to connect with her, you can also reach her on her Facebook page at the same name, and you can DM her there. Amen. But you all come back and join us for next Saturday for another Shabbat Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, I want to say thank you also to Dr. Kimmy Kim, the Elation Radio family. Amen. And to our listeners,
We bless the Lord for you. We thank him for what he is doing for us and through us in this season. Amen. I'm telling you, the goodness of God is a reality. Hallelujah. And thank you again, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for your example and for your lion's heart, woman of God. May the Lord God continue to use you, great woman of God. Now, please close us out. Shalom, everyone. Love you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you because you are awesome and mighty. Lord, we pray right now that something that went forward on today will heal and deliver, and it will be released in someone's spirit to move forward so they may bust out and burst out in whatever you would have them to do on today, Father. I'm praying right now for traveling grace for those who are going places on today, Father. I'm praying right now that no weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, and any tongue that rises up against them, Lord, I'm praying that it is already condemned. I'm praying right now for Apostle Westbrook, Lord, asking that you continue to enlarge her territory, Father. Oh, Lord, I'm asking that you expand her borders, Father. Lord, thank you for the global platform that you have given her. So, Lord, she has a global ministry, Lord. And I'm thanking you, and I'm decreeing and declaring right now that everything that I've said under the sound of my voice is already done. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. I am a winner. Look at your name and say, I speak the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Tell them you got victory. You gotta speak victory over your life. Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory. Oh, I speak over the enemy. Yeah, I speak over the enemy. The victory over the enemy.